Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a communication network so secure that any attempt to intercept it would immediately be detectable, thanks to the fundamental principles of quantum mechanics. This is precisely what India's National Quantum Mission has achieved with the demonstration of a 1,000-kilometer secure quantum communication network using quantum key distribution, or QKD, technology. What makes this significant is that India's achievement represents a pivotal milestone in the country's ambition to build quantum-safe digital infrastructure. In an era where advances in quantum computing threaten to break conventional encryption methods within years, quantum communication offers a theoretically unbreakable alternative rooted in the laws of physics rather than mathematical complexity. But why does this matter? The reason is that as quantum computers approach practical cryptanalytic capability, they could potentially break through many of our current encryption methods, leaving sensitive information vulnerable. First, let's understand what quantum key distribution is. QKD is a method of transmitting cryptographic keys using individual photons, the smallest discrete packets of light. The security guarantee of QKD rests on a fundamental principle of quantum mechanics: measuring a quantum state inevitably disturbs it. If an eavesdropper attempts to intercept a photon stream, the quantum state of the photons changes, and the disturbance is immediately detectable by the sender and receiver. This is fundamentally different from classical encryption, where an eavesdropper can copy an encrypted message and attempt to crack it later, a growing concern as quantum computers become more powerful. So, how does QKD work? The process involves several steps. First, photon transmission. The sender transmits photons in random quantum states representing binary bits, 0 or 1, through an optical fiber or free space link. Then, measurement. The receiver measures each photon using randomly selected bases. Next, sifting. The sender and receiver publicly compare which bases they used, not the actual values, and only matching base measurements are kept. After that, error checking. A small sample is compared to detect eavesdropping, and if the error rate exceeds a threshold, the session is aborted. Finally, privacy amplification. The final key is distilled into a shorter, provably secure key, used to encrypt actual data via classical channels. The resulting key is information theoretically secure, unbreakable regardless of computing power, because any interception leaves a detectable trace. Now, let us look at India's National Quantum Mission in more detail. The mission has four technology pillars. First, quantum computing, with a target of developing 50 qubit computers within 3 years and 1,000 plus qubit computers within 8 years, which can be applied in drug discovery, climate modeling, financial optimization, and materials science. Second, quantum communication, with a target of establishing a 2,000-kilometer national QKD backbone plus secure satellite QKD by 2031. The current milestone of a 1,000-kilometer QKD network is a significant step towards this goal, developed by QNU Labs, India's leading quantum security startup based in Bangalore. Third, quantum sensing and metrology, with applications in gravimeters, magnetometers, atomic clocks, and medical imaging, including uses for submarine detection and navigation without GPS. Fourth, quantum materials, aiming to develop new materials for qubits, superconductors, and topological insulators. QNU Labs is a key player in India's quantum mission, founded in 2016 and headquartered in Bangalore. It is India's first quantum cryptography company, developing QKD systems, quantum random number generators, and post-quantum cryptography solutions. The 1,000-kilometer network demonstration used QNU's Armos QKD system, tested over deployed telecom fiber, making it operationally relevant rather than a laboratory prototype. Now, Let us turn to the implications of this achievement for India. Why does quantum communication matter for India? It matters for defense, as quantum encrypted military communications cannot be intercepted by adversaries. It matters for banking, as quantum-safe financial networks protect against future cryptanalytic attacks. It matters for governance, as sensitive government data, such as voter rolls, Aadhaar, and tax records, are protected against harvest now decrypt later attacks. And it matters for strategic autonomy, as indigenous QKD development reduces dependence on foreign encryption hardware, which could have backdoors. Moving on to the global context, China has a significant lead in this area, having demonstrated intercontinental QKD with its MISSIS satellite in 2017 over a distance of 7,600 kilometers between China and Austria. India's National Quantum Mission explicitly aims for quantum satellite communication as part of its 8-year roadmap. India is pursuing both quantum and post-quantum cryptography tracks, with the National Quantum Mission focusing on QKD infrastructure and the Department of Science and Technology having a separate initiative on post-quantum cryptography standardization aligned with the National Institute of Standards and Technology's 2024 standards. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Quantum Mission was approved in April 2023 and will run for 8 years, until 2031, with the Department of Science and Technology as the nodal agency. There are 4 thematic hubs: the Indian Institute of Science in Bengaluru, IIT Bombay, IIT Madras, and IIT Delhi. The 4 pillars of the mission are quantum computing, quantum communication, quantum sensing, and quantum materials. The QKD milestone achieved is a 1,000-kilometer network developed by QNU Labs in Bengaluru, using quantum key distribution over deployed optical fiber, with a target of a 2,000-kilometer national backbone plus quantum satellite by 2031. Globally, China has a 12,000-kilometer QKD network and the MISSIS satellite, which demonstrated intercontinental QKD. The European Union has the EuroQCI initiative, and the USA has NIST post-quantum cryptography standards for 2024. The security principle behind QKD is based on the laws of quantum mechanics, where any eavesdropping results in a detectable disturbance, unlike classical encryption, which is based on mathematical hardness. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS3, Science and Technology, specifically quantum technology. Remember this number, 1,000 kilometers, the length of the QKD network demonstrated by India. Note this carefully, the 4 pillars of the National Quantum Mission. This is a favorite prelims fact. Quantum key distribution is based on the principles of quantum mechanics. In conclusion, India's achievement in demonstrating a 1,000-kilometer secure quantum communication network is a significant step towards building quantum-safe digital infrastructure, crucial for defense, banking, governance, and strategic autonomy, and it reflects India's growing capabilities in the field of quantum technology.